USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Almost 700,000 customers in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe storms hit the region. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour, hail as big as an inch and a half. The National Weather Service says a large and extremely dangerous tornado was confirmed Thursday night near Williamston, Michigan, just east of Lansing. Former President Trump may be heading back to Atlanta soon after Thursday's surrender at the Fulton County Jail. Charlie Shaw is a local bail bondsman who handled Trump's $200,000 bail.
It was a historical experience, one that I've never experienced before and probably never will again in my life. So very serious experience, an experience we had to get it done right, and I think we did.
Unlike his other cases, Fulton County does not arraign a defendant on the same day they are booked and processed at the jail. The arraignment, where Trump would enter a plea in a courtroom, happens at a later date. With back to school less than 2 weeks away, there's growing concern that New York City still hasn't announced a plan for handling a huge influx of migrant school children. Sarah Lee Kessler with more.
We're talking nearly 20,000 migrant children who live in temporary housing and speak no English. You'd think the Department of Education would have released a game plan by now for the nation's largest school system, but it hasn't. Both parents and principals frustrated and furious. They were expecting a centralized DOE plan for this school year, but so far they say it's been radio silence. No instructions sent out. No migrant kids showing up to register on September 7th, the first day of school. A big question mark.
Record-breaking heat is possible through Monday in dozens of U.S. cities through the South. I'm Dave Collins, and you're listening to USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Oakland Athletics owner John Fisher says the team has submitted its application to move to Major League Baseball. It's now up to all the ball club owners to decide whether the A's will stay in Oakland or move to Las Vegas. Approval to move a team requires a three-quarters vote of the 30-team owners. A Minnesota healthcare provider is ending a controversial policy that denied treatment to patients with a large amount of medical debt. Minneapolis-based Alina Health announced this week that it was ending the policy following an extensive review. The policy became public knowledge after a story earlier this summer in the New York Times, which prompted an ongoing investigation by Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. Everyone is okay after a hot air balloon made an emergency landing on a freeway median in Vermont. Michael Castor has more.
Authorities say the pilot earns high marks for safely setting the balloon down on the median of Interstate 91 after the aircraft stalled mid-flight Wednesday night. Pilot Chris Ritlin and his four passengers were in good shape after he set the balloon down around 8 p.m. as it was getting dark. The Hartford, Vermont Fire Department said the pilot had no other options. I'm Michael Kastner.
The actress who played Alice Garvey in Little House on the Prairie has died. Hersha Pardee died Wednesday in Norfolk, Virginia, after a battle with a brain tumor. She was 78 years old. I'm Dave Collins. This is USA News.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
That's the car, right?
Just one sec. Bowles Builders, this is Bowles. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.